The first point is enough. To understand the yesterday's number from our Hashem.
Yeah, thorough research.
Okay, Shmaya Kislev from Rabbah. So I wanted to just understand what the idea that the Navi is aiming at. I mean, it's hard a lot of times to see what the Navi is really trying to say in his criticism. Okay. So what is this? Terrible thing that the Navi is pointing out? So the Navi always strikes deeply at the emotions of man. So I wanted just to explain what the Navi is talking about, because the Navi really is talking about a general principle, which is the wrong derech in avodas Hashem, because he's talking about kabanos, and he's talking about the improper way to serve God. Okay, that shochet asher makayish zaveach haseh orif kelim. Even the terms that we explain, we'll explain them. But the main point I want to get to is what is the underlying point that he's trying to bring out, which is applicable, of course, not just in this mana bias, and you had the Migdash, but the ideas are applicable today as well, because people do the same things, don't change. So, I wanted to mention in the first passage, it says, Kol Amar Hashem, Hashemayim Kisi Vaaretz Adom Raglai, Eze Vayis Asher Tivnu Li, Veze Mokom Nechaz. Okay, so what is the pasuk stating? The pasuk is stating really the absurdity of having a base on Mikdash. That's what the pasuk says. Hashemayim kisi v'aretz adom ragloi eze bayis asher tivnu li eze makom nechaz. It's nonsensical. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makom shel olam. So how can you build a bayis? It's absurd. Okay. And then the Navi goes on. That's called Eila Yadi Asasa. Again, in other words, the whole universe. Vayiyu chol Eila Nom Hashem. Okay, and these things came into existence, and then the pasuk says, "Ve'abit el oni lechem ruach v'chored al bar." So over here, the Navi is mentioning the idea that again an idea which to man sounds absurd, which is that the Borei Olam, the source of all existence, the source of all reality, is concerned about the Oni Mechei Ruach, about the one who is downtrodden, who has no real status, who has no social importance. But he only has one thing. He's a Chored Al Dvar. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the Borei Olam, is called Eli Yadi Asasa. So Hashemayim Kisi Vaaretz Adom Raglai, that's called Eli Yadi Asasa. Nevertheless, this same one, the Misha Amar Borei Olam, is concerned about the small, only the downtrodden, socially unimportant individual. So this, of course, the Navi is mentioning is Midas HaKadosh Baruch. And when a person thinks into that idea, into that perception, so of course it teaches him in Midas and the Sanusa Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it affects him as well. See that the source of all reality is concerned about the small, downtrodden individual, the person who is a worthless member of society in the eyes of society. But for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's significant. He's significant. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha relates to that individual. So it's something which to us sounds astounding, like the Pasuk says, that Mo'anosh Kisis Gareno, but that is the reality before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Rashi elaborates, so what does that have to do with the continuation? With Shochet Asher Makayish, Zaveh HaSeh Orech Kelim. So So Rashi explains, Rashi is like this. He says, Hashemayim va'oretz yodi asosa, zos. Asher tzintzamti shkinosi besochacham. Biyosam nishmoyim. He says, so Rashi says this, what does that do with the Mikdash? With the previous thing. In other words, first the Pasuk is mentioning the absurdity of the idea of a Mikdash, of a bias slash him. Doesn't make any sense. And then the Navi goes on to say that the Bari Olam is concerned with the Ani, the Cheiroch. So Rashi's trying to say, what's the continuity between these two concepts, okay? With the idea that a bias, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is absurd, and then the other idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Borei Olam, nevertheless his Hashgacha relates to the Ani Nechayroa, to the downtrodden. So Rashi says like this. So he says a beautiful chat. He says, Asher tzimtzamti shchinasi besochacha. So in other words, the concept of shchina in Middash is the idea over there is that it wasn't tzimtzamti shchina, so he says like this. He says, if Yisha came darki lahabit al oni in a cheruach, v'choreit al gavach. So it means to say that the idea of, it explains, in other words, the Navi, according to Rashi, the Navi is explaining that how could there be Ezeh Bayis Asher Tivnu Li, the Ezeh Makom Unu Chasi? That's the kasha. That's the question. That the absurd idea of a bias Lashem. So he says, and then the answer is, Rashi explains, there's Kol Eile Yadi Asasa Vayiyuchol Elim Hashem Vel Zeh Abit Aloni Nechayruach. That's the answer. So how does that answer the question? So Rashi explains. He says the reason why was I Sinsanti Shkinasi Biyosem Nishmoimli Fishakin Daki Lahabit Al Oni in a Chayruah. So it means to say like this, that why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu permit the idea of a bias, which is a crazy idea. We know that's an absurd idea. So why did God allow such a thing? It's contrary to Gedulas or Shalakadosh Baruch. So why did God allow such an idea to exist that doesn't make any sense in terms of the Borei Olam? So Rashi explains the answer to that question is because this idea reflects the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows this concept of the Shachanti Besochem, the institution of Beis HaMikdash, really reflects on the Sanus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when a person sees the Mikdash, what does he see? He says, how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow a Shechina to exist in an institution of Yisrael? Are we worthy of such a thing? The answer is, of course, it's absurd. That doesn't make any sense. But the reason why he gave us that institution is because when you look at the Midrash, what do you see? You see that the Borei Shamayim Va'aretz is concerned about the same one, Mishama Vahya Olam, is also concerned about the Ani and the Cheruach. It's Midas on the Sanus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the purpose, the whole idea of the Beis HaMikdash, is that when a person sees that bias, and he thinks of the question, is a bias Hashem Tivnu Li? Doesn't make any sense. But the answer is, it reflects the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Borei Olam, Gedulaso Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Ein Larech Ein Lakeitz, but at the same time, his Hashgacha relates to an individual who has no status in society, but is a Chorei El Devaro. There are really two ideas there. One idea is that the individual, in terms of society, his status is nil, But that plays no role before the Bar Ilum. That's one. And even though he's a minuscule creature, but nevertheless, there's one element. If he has that one element, which is Chored El Devoro, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to it. But in spite of that, it's something which appears to us as fantastic. So Rashi explains very beautifully the whole concept of Mikdash. That's really what the Novi said. What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Metzamtzem Shekhinaso? It means that he allows the institution of Mikdash to exist, which is contrary to the idea of Gidulaso Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order to bring to mind not that the person should have a contrary idea, but the purpose is to bring to mind the concept that the one who is the Borei Olam is concerned about the Yachid. And in the same manner, just like the idea of Mikdash is intrinsically contrary to Bidulasa Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows it to exist is that when a person sees the Mikdash, he should think about the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concerned about the Ani and the Chai Ruach, the same source of all existence, is the same source that is concerned about his creature, the one that he created. As long as that creature has some relationship to him by recognizing his word, that's the concept of Midrash. That's the idea of Midrash. That's what Rashi's point. Okay, but that's the backdrop, the foundation, and that was the reason for Midrash. That a person should see the Midrash and think of on the Samusa Shalakara. Okay, but then the Navi goes on. The Navi says that this is a wonderful idea, but this idea became distorted. And where is it distorted? That's why that's the criticism. Shochet Hashor Makeish Zaveach Haseh Orif Kelos. So Rashi explains, what does it mean? It means like this. It says Avolata. That's when the Mikdash was a good idea, Rashi says. This idea was a good idea. When they listen to me, God says. So it says like this. He says, but now, Avalanto, now I have no Yisrael. There's no Ashkocha now for Klal Yisrael. Why? Sharei Shochet Hashor, Hikos Ba'olov, he does love me now. He says, the Shochet Hashor Makeish, the one that brings the carbon, is the one. How did he get that carbon? He got it through deceitful means, through corrupt practice. So this Shochet Hashor, he was when he gets Ba'olov a Gozlov. So the carbon came about through corruption. He says, so Rashi says, Zoveach Haseh, Doma Lafonai Ka'orei Fesakela. So the one that brings the carbon of the Seh, it's just to me, it's the same as if you take a dog and kill the dog through a rifa, you just hatchet him through the back of his head. In other words, it's showing the just like a person would never do something like that, and bringing the problem, he'd know that's certainly not a practice that's Laratzon. So he says, so too, it doesn't matter that he's bringing the carbon. With all the halachos of the carbon, he's bringing the right carbon, he's going through all the technical halachos of kaponis, even if he goes through them kachut asayro, it doesn't make any difference. Why? Because it's karev kelev. It's just as if he distorted all the maaseh ha-mitzvah with regard to kaponis. V'amayla sam mincha, and the person that brings the carbon mincha, that's just as if he would bring a dam of a chazir and pour it on his back. So meaning to say, now he's bringing out again the idea that even though he brings the mincha with all the halachis of Haktara perfectly, systematically, every detail, but before God, it's just like dam chazir, because it comes from the source is correction. And the halachic institutions can never make up for the imperfection and the corruption that lies behind, the corrupt motivation that lies behind this carpet. Because without the proper das and without perfection, it's all worthless. That's what the Navi is saying. And Vamaskilavona Mavarechav. Mavarechav means Mavarech is like a matana. Kachna is berchas. He's bringing a matana, but this matana is oven. Oven with an aleph. Oven with an ayin escape. What does oven with an aleph mean? Oven with an aleph means total. Emptiness, wasteful, nonsensical, worthless. That's what oven. But oven is srafim haftzah. It means the oven, the nothingness of the trophin. In Zechayim, the pasuk it says, "Atrofin dibru oven." That the trophin, all the superstitious vehicles, said, "Speak nothing." By the Akosman Sheker. And Zechayim Yud. That all these things are all nothingness and empty and vain. That's what the word oven means. So Mevorech oven, he's bringing a carbon, but the carbon is absolutely worthless. The matana is before God worthless. Okay, and then the Navi says, why? Because Gam Hema Bachelu B'Dachayim. Because they chose to bechira their ways, and their detestable and corrupt aims is what their souls love, desire. Okay, so then Navi goes on and says, "Gam ani efcha v'sa'alu lehem u'megurosam avilah." That God will be mahasel bohem, ridicule them, and their greatest fears will come upon them. And the pasuk says, why? Not because they're intrinsically evil. It's not hateful, isn't it? It's not that they're people that are just hateful people. Yan karosi ve'inone ibarti v'lo shemer vayasara ve'inay v'ashelo chafasti b'char. They're intrinsically not there. But they have evil ways, and they have a nature which they cater to the evil side of their nature. That's true. But the chait is not that they, not simply that they participated in the evil part of the nature. But Yan Karosi Veinona, because God was called out to them, he gave them opportunity to see knowledge and to see chachma, but they didn't respond. Ibarti v'lo shemeo. So they had the opportunity, and their bechira, their free will, chose the wrong course, and because it chose the wrong course, so now they became abominable. See, now they became abominable. But the abomination is not intrinsic in the fact that their performance is an instinctual performance. But the corruption lies in the fact that they had, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them an opportunity. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu bo b'tuyim b'yasa. God always gives a person an opportunity. So the chait is in the fact that they didn't listen. Ibarti v'lo shemeu. They didn't listen with their mind to the chachma and the opportunity of chachma that was presented to them. And that's why the shikutzehem nafshon chafetza. So the Navi really unravels it. He shows you the whole system of Yahadis and all the ideas of Bechira and how a person, where the chait lies, not in the fact that they're doing disgusting performances. That's that's their nature. But the chait is that the Yan Karosi Meinon, that they had an opportunity to see the Derech HaChachma, and they didn't listen. They pushed it aside. And once they pushed aside the Dvar Hashem, and they just simply got busy and avoided it, then they went on the path which is shikuts. You see, that's another explanation. But what is it, this terrible thing that they were doing? See, what is the bad thing that they were doing? And what is the underlying thing? It is the underlying chait. Yeah. So the underlying chait is a chait that of course is a part of human nature, because the Navi really speaks about the things that are the divrei musar of the Navi, the real divrei musar, the hard things for man to face. Over here, what the Navi is bringing out is the idea that a person has a desire. See, it's a double chait. The first part of chait is where the person makes a wrong choice. The Navi says, "Dibarti v'lo shomeo." The chachma is available. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is this korei al adam. How is he korei al adam? He's korei al adam in the time of the Nevi'im for the Navi, and he's korei today for the Torah itself, for the Nevi'im that we have, the Nevi'im. But dibarti v'lo shomeo, people aren't interested. They don't want to look at that. They're not interested in pursuing the Navi, trying to understand the ideas of the Navi. Where and what is chait? It's there. It's available for us, but ain't on it. So the Navi explains that's the source of the chait. But then the chait becomes double. That's the first step. But then the chait becomes doubled, and it creates a situation which is even more despicable. And what is that? And that is that despite the fact that the person chose the wrong course, the person wants to feel good before God. You see? The person wants to have when a person is a chote, so it's one thing that he engages in the chait, and that's bad. That's bad, bad choice. But there is another part of the person that recognizes somehow a certain discomfort, an inner discomfort, which is created by the chait. And something bothers him. He has a sense. There is the same sense that he had originally. There is a sense to listen. To listen, Karasi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kari El Adam, and he hears it. There's some part of him which is sensitized, and which he does recognize, but then he chooses to push it off, put it off, not to get involved, not to pursue the Chachma, and he allows the instinctual to take over. But after he does that, there's something else, and that is a certain sense of discomfort that abides in him. But a person has a way of dealing with it. How does he deal with that? He covers it up with religious performance. You see, that's the next step. And that's what the Navi is pointing out. That's what the Navi says. He brings kavanos. He brings kavanos. He goes lefnei Hashem. He's makrif kavanos. He follows the halacha. He does it exactly, precisely, according to all the structures of the halacha. And that gives him a certain inner sense that everything is fine. He's Korah Lasha, you see. And that is what the Navi is criticizing. The criticism of the Navi is that the Migdash, and that's what the Navi is saying, that this same Migdash, which God created for one reason, that a person should recognize Ashamayim Kisi Varz Adom Raglai, Eza Bayis Ashatibnili. So a person should recognize that the Kalila Yadi Asasa, Belze Adi Deloni Rechei Ruach. So this Migdash, which was the biggest bracha for man, because it gave him the correct idea and to see Midas Amasanuso Shalakarash Baruch Hu, Midas Amitis of Akarash Baruch Hu, and to influence a person to live in accordance with that Derechmani Afata, because when a person sees that, He draws a kal v'chomer ba'atzmo, and he abandons his nonsensical standards. So a person had an opportunity to do that. Instead, the Navi is saying the Migdash became a vehicle of closing down the path, of making the person feel comfortable and happy with himself, that he is a makriv, that he really is a tzaddik. And he's righteous before God. And that is the final blow. That's the final devastation. You see, because once a person does that, and he uses the vehicle of Yahadus, in a religious way, in a religious way that aims at sanctioning and making himself feel holy, feel that he's righteous and holy, then the Derech HaTshuva is completely blocked, and there's no hope. And the Mikdash, which was a vehicle of Limud and the Diyas Hashem, becomes just the opposite. Becomes a vehicle of a block, a complete, total, final block between the individual and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what the Navi is expressing. That's the idea of the Navi. Okay. So that's the Musa. That's the Musa of the Navi. So that is the Navi really is showing you the worst possible way that the Midrash and that the Midrash could be used. That's really what the Navi is expressing. And it's showing man that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can create the greatest vehicle for Yedias Hashem, and that same thing can be turned into the greatest catastrophe for man. That's a divisive Chorban HaBayis. That's Chorban HaBayis. It means that we are the Zohar because we wouldn't use it properly. That's why the bias was destroyed, because the whole idea, the whole purpose of the bias became, on the contrary, became a vehicle which was a destructive force for Klal Yisrael. That's why the Rav one time said, Shofach hamoso al eitzim v'avonim. What does it mean, Shofach hamoso al eitzim v'avonim? It means that the eitzim v'avonim, which is the Migdash, became something which was contrary and which was destructive. So God destroyed the Migdash, which was really a blessing in that situation. Not a true bracha, but a saving measure to prevent any further deterioration called Israel. That's it. But the question is, so that's the Navi is emphasizing the wrong way. And how the emotions of man trick him, that even after chait, and that's Mizmana Zeh as well. I mean, a person can do the same thing through other mitzvahs too, not just through Mikdash, through Tefillah, even through Tzedakah, through many ways a person can. And that's basically, I would say that in our society, that emotion is a powerful source of chait. And that is that a person in our society, one of the things our society values intrinsically as a value is to feel good about yourself. That's the Atzas Yetzer Hara of our generation. No doubt it's true in every generation, but I think it's something which is emphasized in our society, that a person wants to feel good about himself. So what is the method of feeling good? Whatever it is, religious practices, like I was reading yesterday in a paper about there's a Kabbalah Institute. So basically, I mean, the whole everything is simply Derech Avodah Zarah, which is without question. But the one who wrote the article in the end concluded, but they felt good. They felt good after they went and participated in the service of the Kabbalah and all the nonsensical superstitious practices, but they felt good, you see. And that was the conclusion. So, and the one who wrote the article reflects the view of people in our society. And that's why these people are writing articles. So the view in our society, that's what the Navi really is talking about. That emotion, the emotion to feel good about oneself, which is what our shallow society seeks, just that feeling at any cost, you see, that's Atzas Avodah Zarah, Atzas Yetzer. So the Navi really is very up to date. The criticism of the Navi is very, very on target. It's basically the same exact emotion that individuals are in our society are plagued with, and which drive a person, instead of facing the source of the corruption and the distortion of ideas, instead of learning Chochmas Torah and removing the crazy ideas, on the contrary, that the people simply decide not to get involved in, because it's painful. It's painful for a person to unravel in himself evil things, instinctual components which drive him away, and to think over in his mind what he did wrong and how terrible it was, and to uproot it. It's a very painful kind of process. And our society doesn't like to engage in inner painful experiences. So on the contrary, what the society does is tries to do like the Navi says, be makrif kabonos, be engaged in avoda, in a way that the person is comforted and feels good about themselves. That's essentially what the Navi's musa, the different musa of the Navi are. As always, I mean, right to the heart of the issue and the problem. Okay. Yeah.
Today, our mikveh then, it's just expressed. I don't know what that means.
That's a very good point. Very good point. Yeah, you mean
how we conduct ourselves?
Yes, that's correct. The mikdash maat today is suffering from the same way that the mikdash proper was suffering from, and that the Navi really discloses. That's correct. You're absolutely right. That's a very good point. Very good point. Yeah. Okay. So the Navi is showing the absolutely worst possible use of the Mikdash. But there's an interesting Ramban in this week's Sedra, which explains the absolutely proper use of the Mikdash. Interesting. It's a difficult Ramban on the surface. But what I wanted to do was to complement the Divrei Navi, which studies the worst side of Mikdash and the worst use of Mikdash, to go take up the Ramban, which gives us ideas about the proper avodah session and the perfect worship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the correct use of the Mikdash. Okay. But before that, I just wanted to just mention Agav Ruach, something, a separate thing, but I think that now that we are, I should mention that in the end of Yeshayahu, and yesterday's after, it says, Ki kasha ha-shamayim ha-chadoshim v'oretz ha-chadosh asher ani osa, omrim l'fron ha-inom ha-shem, kein yamo zarachem v'shimcha. Okay. So, I just want to mention, what does it mean that God's creating new heavens? Hashemayim hachadoshim v'aretz hachadosha. So the Rambam explains in the Mora. Rambam has a chapter on it in the Mora. And the Rambam explains that many people made serious mistakes over here when they saw many psukim in Yeshayahu, which seemed to imply that God will recreate the heavens. Will recreate the heavens. So the Rambam says that, for instance, that Psukim Micho, they're all through the Navi. But the Rambam says like this. He says that it's page 206 in this in the soft paperback edition. Okay. So the Rambam says. He says in Shaila, it says that he says and all the hosts of heaven shall be the heavens shall be dissolved, and the heavens shall be rolled together as a scroll, and all their hosts shall fall down, as a leaf falleth off from the vine, and as a fig falleth from the fig tree. So the Rambam says, will any person who has eyes to see find in these verses any expression that is obscure, or that might lead him to think that they contain an account of what will befall the heavens, or anything but a figurative description of the ruin of the Edomites, the withdrawal of God's protection from them, their decline, and the sudden and rapid fall of the nobles? Okay. So, and the Rambam explains that the prophet needs to say that the individuals who are like stars will come down like a leaf fall from the vine. Since this is self-evident, there will be no need to mention it, much less to speak on it at length, had it not become necessary owing to the fact that the common people, and even persons who are considered as distinguished scholars, quote this passage without regarding its context or its purpose. It says, in support of their view of the future destruction of the heavens. Okay? They believe that scripture describes here what will in the future happen to the heavens in the same manner as it informs us how the heavens have come into existence. So the Rambam says that that all these psukim that deal with it doesn't mean that God's going to recreate the heavens. So whenever you come across these psukim, you should know that on the contrary, Ram says, the pasuk says in Haluka is omdim, let's say, olam, pasuk, Yahweh Hashem Hashem ki yutziva b'nevra. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the heavens. Vayamidem lo'ad li'olam. So on the contrary, the Kodesh Elyon is manifest in the greatness of the creation that is created with infinite chokhmah and omnim la'ad la'olam. So to say that God is going to recreate the heavens is not the Kodesh Elyon. On the contrary, it's on the contrary. So the Rambam explains also. He says the pasuk that says that pasuk in Yeshayahu, he says the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun, the or achama will be like the or shemesh uka'or shivas hayom. Okay, the light of and as the light of the 7 days. So he says that is to say, well, when God will raise them up again after they had fallen through the wicked Sancherev, so then this is a mashal for a good time. The phrase as the light of the 7 days signifies, according to the commentators, very great light. For seven always means a lot. Okay? For in this same sense, the number seven is frequently used in Hebrew. Whenever you say Shiva, it means Ki Shiva Sayan Yukam Koyim Shiva. Shiva Shiva Shiva. Shiva always means many. That's that term is used. Okay, he says, I think that reference is made. What does it mean, the Or Shiva Sayyamim? The Or Shiva Sayyamim means, he says, it means it's a reference to the 7 days of the dedication of the temple in the reign of Solomon. For there was never a nation so great, prosperous, and happy in every respect as Israel was at that time. And therefore the prophet says that Israel's greatness and happiness will be the same as it was in those 7 days. That's how Rambam explains the pasuk. So I'm mentioning this to you because in the Kiddush Alavana the Kiddush Alavana that we have in the Siddur is a little problematic. See, the Gro really the Minhag Gro was just to say the Bracha and not to say the Psukim and just and that's it basically. Just like it says in the Sefer Sofer. But somehow there's something that is here, which I would say that certainly the Rambam would not be happy with. And that is the in the Kiddush Alavana, Tongue the Baleol, and then at the time, so Tongue the Rishmoel, that's from the Gemara. But then it says, Yiratzon Lefanecha. Hashem Alakalagas Lamalos Begima Salafona Velo Yebosiliot Viya Or Halavona Kaor Achama Ukaor Shiva Sime Bereshis. Okay, Kimosha Hoiso Kodam Yuta Shemema Ashneima Or Amoros Agdom. So this piece is something the Rambam would not say in his Kiddush Alavana, because it does not mean that God in the future will change the moon. Moon is fine. That's the way it's meant to be. And if there were any change, it would be destructive to our planet, because everything is and that's really the essence of what the whole Birkas Alavana is about. The bracha is the bracha about the creation, about the marvel of the creation. You take a look at the bracha. That's a Hashem Ma'amar Bar Shchatan Ruch Biv Kol Tzvam Kol Kuzman Asam Lem Shlo Yishan Asachiva. So the whole bracha is the Kvod Shamayim that emerges from the unbelievable perfection that God implanted in the universe. And we see that you don't have to be an astronomer to see every month to observe the Levana, so that every simple individual can see that there's a system. So that's machayev a person to be mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's kabbalas pnei Hashchina. So that's an opportunity. So it is not proper to say things that don't make any sense, and that the person is saying things that are exactly contrary to the whole idea of the brach. So I would say that best not to follow the minhag agro and not to say it. Okay, I just wanted to mention it. Okay, and now let's get back to the the Ramban talks about what is the wording in that part of that addendum to the Pirkas HaLevana, Kiddush HaChodesh, that wording is based on that pasuk of Shemam Neskor, that Yeshayahu Navi says that the Or HaLevana will be like the Eretz in Yeshayahu Ramah. So the Or HaLevana will be like the Or HaChama, and it says Ka'or Shiva Sayon. So they're interpreting it to mean Shiva Sayon. I don't understand what it means anyways, because it wasn't Shiva Sayon. You say you're going to say it was Mismayit, so it was Mismayit on the way to be. So how can be Shiva Sayon? It doesn't make any sense. But the whole idea, that's what I'm saying, that whole idea is exactly what the Rambam is saying is incorrect. That idea is incorrect. To say that we're looking forward to a change in the celestial bodies, that is nonsensical. Because the way it's created is perfect. On the contrary, you see that the scientists today are worried about the greenhouse effect, which means any little change that man makes by polluting the earth can be catastrophic. Because this is the way the earth's position and the sun and the moon and the planets is perfection. So any slight change is catastrophic. So that's what the Rambam is explaining in the Mora. It does not mean that the Or HaLevana is lacking in terms of as an astronomical body. I mean, that would be denying the perfection that HaKadosh Baruch Hu implanted in the universe. And that really is the whole bracha of the Kiddush HaChodesh. And that's Shvach HaShem Makom. So, focus on the sunlight, Shalay Yashana Tafkira. No, on the contrary, if the Mishana, if the Tafkira is Mishana, then they're no good. Shalay Yashana. So that's what I'm saying, and the Rambam is explaining that pasuk, Ka'or Shiva Siyam, is not the Shiva Siyam that Shiva Siyam, you may bracious. The Shiva Siyam is the dedication of the Middosh. So, it's a totally different thing. So, certainly it is wise to omit. But anyways, okay. Any question? Okay. So the Ramban goes on. The Ramban explains that Parshas Kedoshim is like a miniature Aseres HaDibros. Okay, it's a miniature Aseres HaDibros. And then he says like this. And then he says, so what he's saying is that this parsha Kedoshim, is a parsha that has that contains Yesod Yadas, okay? And that's why it says Chazal say that it's and that's the reason why it's Nemar Bahakel, that'll call it Das Bnei Yisrael, Nemar Bahakel, because this is like Maimar Asina. Like the Aseres HaDibros. And then he goes on and says like this. He says, V'omar, V'chisiz b'chu zevach shlomim l'arishem. He says, the Ramban says, Kol ha'avodos kulam l'shem ha'miyuch. that, and that's what the Ramban says really in Vayikra, that what is the Shem HaMiuchad? He says, in Karbonos, it's Shem HaVayah. You always have Shem HaVayah. What is Shem HaVayah? The Shem Misha Omar Vahayal. That's Shem HaVayah. So that's what the Ramban is saying. Kol Avodas Kulam Shem HaMiuchad. And in Karbon, what does the individual have to have in mind? The Shem Misha Omar Vahayal. He says, Omar Kit Kasher, Tizbuchu L'Shem, Lo Sizbuchu Lo Elo Lertzon Chem. Says, Lertzon Chem Tizbuchu. So the Gemara says in the end of Menachos that we, our service is not for God, it's Lertzon Chem. It's for us. We can't, then Yitzhak Ma'itamach. We can't give anything. We're Lekavim, we're receivers. So that's why it says, for yourself, you should be marked. So the Ramban elaborates on that Ritzon Chem, what exactly that means. And he says like this. I'll read to where he says, listen, it's a little, as I said, at first it's difficult to understand. He says, Shetia Vodaschem, your service should be L'Ritzon L'Fun. That it should be for a Ritzon before God. Acceptable for God. The year tzebuchim. Okay? And God should be willing towards you. Ke'eved yisratza ladona. Favorable. Ke'eved yisratza ladona. Just like a servant that finds favor in the eyes of his master. Okay? Ba'asoso kol ashei tzavam. When he does everything that the master commands. Okay? All right? Kiloshin v'nirtzalo l'chapolo. As I says, v'nirtzalo, ritzu. What does ritzu mean? Favor. So in Kabonos, a person, an individual, a Jew finds favor before God. Like an Eved finds favor in the eyes of another. That's the mashal that the Ramban gives. Okay. And then he puts another pasuk, v'or ponecha kibitzisim. Okay. Kibitzisim. Ba'atam, he says, what's the reason? Shelo tachshavu. You shouldn't think sheyeh b'avodah zarah shem toras, that there's any benefit in avodah zarah whatsoever. Okay, avodah zarah means not just formal technical avodah zarah, it means darchei avodah zarah, the whole derech and the whole system of avodah zarah. You shouldn't think there's any benefit at all in anything they do, any kind of practices that they do. Okay. And then he goes on and says, lo sasu avodas Hashem anichbad, and you shouldn't do the service of God on Manas L'Kabal Pras in order to gain a benefit. Okay. Elo Lasos Ritzono. Only to do his will. Why? Ki Ritzono HaPashut. Because his simple will, Hu HaRoi V'Machuyav. This is fitting and this is what must be. Va'omer zeh b'shlomim. Why did he choose shlomim for this? Sheim ha'kotchim kalim ha'necholim lebalim ba'atzma. Because this is kotchim kalim that's eaten by the balim themselves. Sheyishmeru b'machshavta. They should be careful in their thoughts. Liyosam b'kavono ritzuya. That in their engaging in the achilas ha'korban, they should be very careful that their mind, their thoughts, should be the thoughts that find favor before God. That's what the Ramban says. Ramban over here is trying to explain to us the whole essence of what avodah is. But at first sight, I don't understand what he's saying. What is he saying? What is he? First he's saying l'shem amiuchad, and then he's saying that l'tzonchem. That we should try to find favor before God, like an Eved before Rabbo, Adonov. And then he says that you shouldn't think of Avodah Zarah as any Toelis. And then he says, and you shouldn't do it with Kabbal Pras. And then he says, well, why should you do it? Because of Ritzono HaPashut. What is it? I mean, why am I supposed to, let's get down to practical terms. Why am I supposed to do it? I mean, it's very confusing. Okay, I understand. I shouldn't think about it, but fine. Of course, you should always think that. And the photos are not tell us. What, and you shouldn't be Makabal Pras. You shouldn't know any mitzvahs to be Makabal Pras. Okay? And what does it mean? Ritzono ha-poshet. What does that mean? We can't do it. Rabban explains at length many times. That we can't do anything for God's will. God doesn't need us to his will. So why am I doing it? What is the purpose? So if you say it's to find favor before God, isn't that what Makabal Pras? Isn't that really, that's what you're trying to do? I mean, so that's the Makabal Pras. So if I'm not doing it for that reason, and I'm not doing it because I can't do anything for God, so why am I doing it? I mean, so the Ramban, it's a very, very cryptic Ramban. Ramban says there's only one reason. Because lasos ritzono. Ki ritzono apashim, what does that mean? Why should I do ritzono? He doesn't need me, and if I'm not going to do the Makabal Pras, then what is the whole purpose? So you'll say ke'eved lifnei rabo. So ke'eved lifnei rabo, isn't the eved trying to find favor in the eyes of the adam? So he's seeking something. He's looking for a benefit, for a gain. So that would be the Makabal Pras. Okay, Ramban on the surface is very difficult to understand. So. To unravel, what are you saying over there? It sounds like contradictory. He's trying to give you advice on what the proper service of Hashem is, but when you get that to practicality in terms of your thoughts, I mean, it doesn't seem to explain it. Yeah. So I wanted to say it like this. Then he brings in the Achilas HaKorban. Ramban is saying like this. Ramban is really explaining the Yisod of Karbonus, of Avodah. And of course, the Yisod of Karbonus, which is the Yisod of Avodah, has to be the Yisod of Avodah Hashem par excellence, in the highest possible form. Okay? Because that's what Avodah is. And the Ramban is explaining that that's what Karbonos are. That Karbonos are really the area where the central ideas of the true ideas of Avodas Hashem lie in the area of Karbonos. And I think what the Ramban is explaining here is a yesod, a deep yesod, a deep principle in the idea of Karbonos and in the kiyum mitzvah of Karbonos, and how you're mekayim the mitzvah of Karbonos. It's interesting. In the end, he just says, "Rabboseinu amru l'tzonchem zvuchu shetizbuchu l'daitchem shehamisasek b'kotchem is pasal." I just don't have to mention that. What does that have to do with this? I mean, so a lot of chazal. Yeah. So Torah is the dreshes in many ways. The dreshes according to ideas of Medrash and according to this halacha. This idea of halacha. Why is Ramban bringing in this idea of halacha over here when he's mentioning the ideas of the machsheves onion? Yeah. So I think what the Ramban is saying is like this. There are two types of mitzvahs in the Torah. There's one type of mitzvah where the performance of the mitzvah, you see, perfects the individual. In the performance of the mitzvah is the act of perfection. For instance, tzitzis. Risam also is a chartam eskal mitzvah. Eskal mitzvah Hashem. So when a person sees the tzitzis, so yeah, chazal say trelis, and there's a trelis is the yam, and slowly he thinks of the source. The source of the entire creation of the universe. So tzitzis, if he thinks into tzitzis, it brings him bifnei mishom avoyo. Okay, that's correct. So the very act of the mitzvah of tzitzis contains the vehicle and the derech of perfection itself. Okay, many, many mitzvahs that way. The mezuzah, the person who commits mitzvah, so he doesn't just put on the mezuzah and forget about it. but he reminds himself when he's Nichnas and Yotze, and it reminds him of the whole Yisori Adas. Okay. And then there are mitzvahs that affect the person in many different ways, in terms of their midos, in terms of all these mitzvahs that are engaging, all these mitzvahs directly are perfection, perfect a person. I think what the Ramban is saying is that the mitzvah of Avodah is different. So the mitzvah of Avodah is different. The mitzvah of Avodah is a mitzvah which is simply a shell. It's not the act itself which is the perfecting device. You see, like in Meiser, mitzvah tzitzis. You see, but it's a shell, a container, where the Torah wanted the person to think into, to use this time, this service, to think into the whole central theme, the central idea, the central philosophy of what Avodas Hashem really is. You see, the mitzvah, it's a different kind of a mitzvah. You see, the actual bringing of the kabbonis can do nothing for a person. It could even be worse, like the Navi says. It's not like tzitzis. Tzitzis can't harm a person. I mean, intrinsically. If he doesn't think about it, it's like, I didn't think about it. But in kabbonis, the very bringing of the carbon is not the key. The maisa ha-mitzvah itself is not the key. The maisa ha-mitzvah only sets a stage. And what is the purpose of that stage? That's where the person is supposed to involve himself in the central ideas of Avodas Hashem. And the Ramban is telling you what that idea is. What that idea is. Okay. So the Ramban says like this. First of all, he says, Kol Avodas Kulon is Hashem Am Yuchad. It means, like he says, that he has to have in mind his makir mishama v'hoya alam, and that the universe displays the Kol Shamayim, and that God is manifest from the universe, his existence is manifest from the universe. That's the first idea. And then he says that the person must think that the avoda has an objective. It's not the avoda, it's not the maisa itself. The Maisa mitzvah of tzitzis is Maisa itself. But over here it's Lirtzon Chem Tizbachu. That Lirtzon. This mitzvah has a separate system which is the objective of the Maisa. The objective. And that system stands on its own outside of the Maisa mitzvah. The Maisa mitzvah is a direction. But the Maisa mitzvah is really, should be aimed at Lirtzon Chem Tizbachu, the correct ideas. And what are these correct ideas? So he says like this. He says, first of all, he says that the first thing that the person must realize, and that's why the Ramban says that it's by Shlomo. He says, because it's Necholim Lebailim Ba'atzma. So what does Achilas Shlomo have to do with perfection? So the Ramban says, no, he says, because sheyishmeruv machshavtam liyosam bekavana ritzuya. It's not the achila per se. Person can eat the kachim and just be a maisa taiva. But, or even if he thinks he's eating because it's a mitzvah. But even that is not enough. He's eating because it's a mitzvah. Not enough. He has to eat it because he has to realize while he's engaging in this, he should have correct ideas. The purpose of this achilas kachim is that at that moment, he should think l'ratzon. He should think of which ideas are the correct ideas in serving God. That's l'ratzon chem. And what are those ideas? So the first thing is, he says like this. He says, he has to think. See, that's what the Ramban means. Batam shlo tachshavu sheyeh bavodas gilulim shum toras. Ramban doesn't mean that, of course, that's kalotar, it's every minute. What he means is that the person at that time has to realize that there is a derech avodah zarah, and there's a derech hamas, and it's zeh l'umah zeh. and he has to uproot and realize that the Derech Avodah Zarah is, there's no benefit. What is the Derech Avodah Zarah? Derech Avodah Zarah is where a person thinks that with his own egoistic strivings, he's going to protect himself. He's going to accomplish something. Like the Sefer Chinuch says on in this week's parsha on the mitzvah of O. He says on the mitzvah of O, that the Torah mentions three times. So the Chinuch says that it means why? Because the person thinks that through that Maisei O, we don't understand exactly what it was, but like some type of he would be shoel from the old, and the spirit would answer him, would respond somehow, and we don't know exactly today anymore what it was, but that type of a thing. So the Chinuch says that he thinks from doing that he's going to safeguard his physical existence. He's going to protect himself through his own devices. He says that's their Derech Avodah Zarah. So the person must realize that all those instinctual cravings that he has to protect himself through these devices are simply worthless, and everything is contingent upon whether he is, how he stands before God, in terms of chait or in terms of mitzvah. That's what the Chinuch says. So the Ramban says that's an intrinsic idea at the time of Korban, that the person must have in his mind that idea. That's Yisrael. And then he says like this, you shouldn't do Avodas Hashem on the Nas L'Kabo Pras, El Alasos Ritzono, Ki Ritzono HaPasha Tu Aroi Bamachlit. What does he mean? You see, what does he mean, Ritzono HaPasha? Chevelle cross-references the Ramban to Ramban and Bereshis, where he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the universe, Ritzono HaPasha. Ritzono HaPasha. Ramban says Ritzono HaPasha means, he means to say that there is one behind all the multifarious forms of existence that we have in the universe. Behind that is one source. That one source is the Shem HaMiyuchad. The Shem HaMiyuchad. And that's Pashut. That's simple. That's not compounded. That's the idea of Yichud Hashem. So the idea that he says that Yiratzono HaPashut, and me, is a reference to God's will in terms of Yichud Hashem as the source and the creator of the universe. The source and the creator of the universe. That's what it means by Ratzon HaPashut. Okay? So, the Ramban says, not Murkav, because Murkav is a denial of the I'm not going to go into now too much into this point, just it's Yichud Hashem. Ratzon HaPashut means the creator. Yichud Hashem, God as the creator. Okay? So that's Yichud Hashem. So what does the Ramban mean? What he means is as follows. What he means is that what does it mean that the person is the Ratzon Lefnei Hashem? That the person is the Ratzon Lefnei Hashem. What it means is two things. It means, he says, Ki hu haroi v'machuyev. What he means is that a person should recognize that in serving God, why is he serving God? Because that is the way he was created. That's the ro'i, and that's the machuyev. That's what Ratzon HaPashut means, the creator. So it means that he should have in mind at the time that he's engaged in avoda, that, like I said, the Maisa Avodah per se is not perfected. The Maisa Avodah is simply a forerunner to engage the person in thinking Ritzonchem. It has a whole system of Ritzonchem. So the Ritzonchem is the correct ideas. And what are those ideas? First of all, that he can't accomplish anything through his egoistic, instinctual strivings to protect himself in this existence. And that's all vain, that's all worthless. And the only thing he can do is live in accordance with the dictates of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his will. So when he lives that way, then he is living the way God intended him as the creator. Okay? That the way God created, he's living according to the way that's ro'i and mechuyev, according to the way he was created, he was meant to exist. That's the idea that he must have when he brings the carbon. That's the idea of perfection. And there's one more element. So the element is like this. The tzonchen, that's what the Ramban brings in the mashal. Why is Ramban bringing the mashal? Like an eved that's before his Adon. What the Ramban needs to say is that Hashgachas Hashem must not be viewed as an unnatural thing. You see? And that's the way people usually view it. In other words, a person does a mitzvah, so God repays it. That's why I mentioned, like the Chinuch said, you're not allowed to think about God in a way that where he takes a mashal from a bus or a dam. Even by tzaras, God doesn't give tzaras in the sense that he gives the person tzaras. But a person, there are natural laws, and then there's the shmira of Hashem. And if the shmira is removed, then he is subject to catastrophe. You see, that is the way that a person must think of the Maaseh Hashem. There's a correct way, and that's what the Chinuch says. Because most people think the wrong way. And you see, the wrong way, the wrong way is detrimental. I'll just give you an example. I know one of the biggest sources of kfirah is definitely the Holocaust. There's no question about it. It's a big source of kfirah. Because people say, how could this happen? How could God do this? But even a change in the question would make a difference. It's not how could God do this. It's how did we lose the Shmira? That's the question. That's a different question. It's very important the way you ask a question. Okay? You ask it one way, it could be Kfira. You ask it another way, it can lead a person to the Derech HaEmes. Okay? So that's what the Ramban is saying. Ramban is saying that Hashgacha should not be thought of as a Kabbal Pras. That a person does a mitzvah and God's going to pay him back. That's not the way it is. The way it is that Hashgacha is a natural thing for man. That God created man in a way that if he lives according to the way that he was designed, l'fiho ro'oyu l'fiho m'chuyu, then he has naturally the attending shmira of Hashem. That's the proper idea. That's the correct idea. So if a person, that's Lirtzoncha. That's what the Ramban means. Ke'eved, I know, say, what's Lashon Ram? Ke'eved Yisratza Wadana. There's no say, Chayim Be'eni Adana. What is that? What is that, Marshall? It means that that's a natural relationship between the Eved and the other. So if the Eved does the mitzvot of the Adon, so then he's no sechein. He's nisratza. It's a natural phenomenon in the intrinsically in the relationship between the Eved and the Adon. It says that's the correct mashal that a person should have in his mind. And not the kabbal pras, that he does a mitzvah and God will pay him back. He wants something, so he does a mitzvah, and therefore God simply pays him back. That's the wrong idea. The correct idea is he lives according to the way that God designed him. L'fi ha-roi, l'fi ha-machuyif. And if he does, then the attending Shmiras Hashem is a natural phenomenon. So that's the correct idea. That's l'ratza. L'ratzon chen tizbachu. So that's why the Ramban says, and that's why actually in Karbonos, the Karbonos are basically chukim. Why are they chukim? The person has to do it in a specific way. Everything is very technically formulated halachically according to chukim. And any shiri, as you know, in Kabbalah, one shiri, that's it. Come. So the Ramban is saying that in the performance of the, in what way is the performance of the carbon related to this idea? The answer is that's exactly how it's related. That I am following Chukos Hashem. Why am I following? I don't understand the Chachma behind the Chukim. I can't understand all the Chachma, the Sunos and Cheker. But I know one thing. I know that an individual has to live in accordance with the way God designed him. And if he does, then nirtzoncha. Then it's the nirtzol alachaparola. Then the shmira is an attending phenomenon, an existing phenomenon, which is natural for man. It's natural. And the concept is a completely different concept. That's what the Ramban is saying. So Ramban really over here uncovers the whole yesod of the correct, the proper way of avodas Hashem, which really exists in its fullest form as Mancha Beis Mikdash Kayam in the time when we brought Kabbalas, because that's the whole essence of what the Korban is about. The Korban is structured differently than other mitzvahs. The structural component is just to bring the person to one idea that he must live in accordance with God's will, and then it brings him into a situation where machshava, his thoughts, he must concentrate on the proper thoughts of avodas Hashem. That's letzon chentes b'chol. The maisa carbon has an objective that brings a person into a whole different field, whole different arena, where the correct ideas are supposed to abide. And that's why the Ramban concludes, Rabbi Oseinu Amr letzon chentes b'chol, shetiz b'chol l'daitchem, shamisasek v'kotchem espasal. So Ramban is trying to say, this idea is even reflected in the halachic system. Because you see in Kachim Masasik is possible. It must be Machshava. So you see the role of Machshava is essential even in the very halachic structure, which reflects the philosophical idea and the perfection that a person gains through bringing a carbon in the proper manner. And that's exactly what Ritzon Chemtiz Bechul, the Ramban is explaining, is that this mitzvah is different than Shor mitzvahs. It's different. The way it perfects a person is by bringing him into a frame of existence where he's engaged in the true ideas of Avodas Hashem. Those ideas, that's what Ramban spells out. Okay? Yeah.
So the world operating by Schar and Onish is a natural result?
It's a natural result, yes. That's correct. Yeah.
It's natural. The
way of the mitzvah of perfection is built into the mitzvah of Jesus. Because it's Tchelus. So as I'll say, blue reminds you of the ocean reminds you of the Shemayim, then the person thinks Mishama Vayola. So it's built into the mitzvah. In Kabbonos, it's not. Because what's the difference in Makrif this way, that way? There's no idea there. You see, the idea over there is simply that he's following Mitzvah Hashem, following God's will. And that brings him into an arena where he thinks about the proper ideas. Other mitzvahs are not structured that way. That's why it says the chisiz b'chuzev achshon on Hashem ritzon chentiz b'chuzev. Ramban is uncovering over here a fundamental yisod in kabbonis which differentiates this system from every other type of mitzvah. Okay, it's a unique and it makes sense because this is where avoda is at. So this is where it should be.